Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Bermanology on Location. I am Jeremy Birmingham, your host. With me today is Bo Collins, one of the country's, I don't know what you're ranked, okay? It doesn't really matter. You're not going to find a receiver in the junior class in this country that looks like he does. So if you're the top-ranked receiver, what I mean, does it matter to you?
Not really, it doesn't matter.
I think you're second in the country right now.
Yes, sir.
What does matter to you about your ranking? Because I know that you don't care if you're one or two, but obviously you want to be respected and known for what you're doing. So how do you separate that ranking from your motivation, from your ceiling, you know, and your goals?
I just use the ranking as motivation, but I don't let it get to me in many different ways. I just see the ranking and just continue to work from there.
But you want to be number one?
Yes, sir, most definitely.
Bo, you have been to Ohio State three times?
Yeah.
Three times in the last 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Letterman Rose and Ohio State specific website, so we'll start there before we dive into the other schools involved in your recruitment. Your first visit was in March.
Mm-hmm.
February? March?
No.
February, then March.
February, yeah.
And that was basically you were in Ohio to see your sister, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you were like, hey, let's get up to Ohio. Let's get up to Columbus and see Ohio State. Was that visit, and we've talked before, but it seems like that was kind of an eye-opener for you,
sir,
as far as what the Buckeyes were about. Can you maybe explain why that was so shocking?
It was pretty shocking to me to just see Coach Day and all of the other coaches take time out of their day, because it was kind of late, so we got there around 8-ish, I believe, and for them to come and bring their families to meet me and my parents and my sister was just pretty amazing to me to see that they have time for a recruit like me.
And you were there, I mean, this was right at the beginning, really, of the transition from the Urban Meyer tenure to Ryan Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 6 months later, you go back for the game against Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see different? What did you see that you expected because you knew what you were getting? Or what kind of was surprising about that trip when you'd had a chance to watch Ryan Day's program develop?
I just really expected to see a lot of high energy out there from him as a coach, since he's a pretty cool dude. Just him, Coach Hardline, they seem pretty loose to me and just attacking the wave, I would say.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
With Brian Hardline, obviously Ohio State's wide receivers coach, has been very involved in your recruitment for months now. How does that relationship stack up when you compare the relationship with Hardline to other schools around the country?
I just see him as a mentor off of the field and as well as a coach on the field. He hits me up almost every day, every week, just asking how I'm doing, how my parents are doing, things like that. And it's just, he wants to see me grow as a person before a football player.
I know that initially you had planned to visit Ohio State for the game against Penn State.
Yes, sir.
On November 23rd. You decided to go 2 months early.
Yeah.
And there was a kind of a reason, from what I've gleaned from that, was that you wanted to get there to meet players like Julian Fleming and like Jackson Smith and Jigba and G. Smith,
yes,
or G. Scott, who are all going to be there. What did that day with those guys do for you, and how did that sort of shape your perception of Ohio State moving forward?
Just let me know the type of guys I would be around if I were to choose Ohio State, and just allow me to build a little bit of camaraderie with those dudes. And it just shows me that Coach Hardline sees me up there with those guys. Those are some pretty good athletes, and I would just have to go there and compete.
Is that still surprising for you? I mean, you're kind of a understated guy. You're not like a big, boisterous, audacious,
yes, sir,
you know, showboat or anything like that. Sometimes the wide receiver position demands that,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, yep.
But definitely, when you get around those guys, and you guys all have a pretty similar personality, right? I mean, does it still surprise you that you are being talked about in this way?
Yeah, it really does. Just from ninth grade to now is a pretty big leap for me. As far as social media goes and all that stuff, is just blown up right in front of me.
What is it from here that you still expect to do? I mean, there's this perception around your recruitment that it's really a couple team race, that there's Ohio State,
yes,
there's
sir,
Clemson, USC is involved. Yeah. What is real and what is just internet jibber jabber?
What is real is that I'm open to all schools that have given me an offer, and just what's jibber-jabber to me is that it's a two-man race right now between Ohio State and Clemson, but those are still pretty high schools on my list.
Obviously, your quarterback here at Bosco is the top-ranked quarterback in the country. He's going to Clemson, so
yes,
I think
sir.
That helps people kind of think that that's a guaranteed thing, mm-hmm. and you've been there and you enjoyed it, and obviously yeah. it's a pretty cool place to go visit. But for you, as you start to break this down, and that list isn't shrinking, so I mean,
yeah.
it's going to keep growing
yes,
as these next 2 years go because more teams are going to get involved. How do you keep the focus on what's important to you without letting all this outside noise impact the way that you view things?
I just take it day by day, just going out to practice every day, focusing on the season, my teammates and stuff like that. And just when I have downtime, that's when I focus on my future and recruiting and things like that.
Ohio State has two receiver commitments already in the class of 2021, just added one recently with Marvin
yes, sir.
Harrison Jr. How does that impact what you're doing? And I know the message from them is probably consistent, which is you're a guy we want
yes,
no
sir.
Matter what. But obviously you have to think about the big picture and how the numbers work out. Does it change anything for you?
A little bit, but not really, because at the end of the day, I would have to be the one to go there and compete against those guys in my class and above me for playing time. Mm-hmm. But it just gives me more people to have to reach out to and build a good relationship with.
Right, because the relationship with Ohio State doesn't change.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvin Harrison makes his announcement, and I would be willing to bet you heard from Ohio State that before that even happened, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So they obviously are aware of how to saying to you, Bo, don't freak out,
yeah.
but this is coming, and we want you to know that you're still the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to believe that sometimes, or is the relationship that you have with Heartline and with Ohio State strong enough that you understand what's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty strong enough for with our relationship for him to have recruits come in and commit and stuff, but I still believe that they would take me as a top recruit in our class.
What is next for you on the recruiting trail? Where else are you visiting? Where else haven't you been that you feel like you have to get to? And is there starting to narrow down a timeline for when you want this behind you? Because, again, I don't think you're someone who loves all this, right?
Not really, but I do at the same time. But for me right now, I don't have any visits planned. I would love to get out to LSU, Alabama, Texas, places like those. But right now, I just am talking it over with my parents, and I don't really have a set date or anything where I want to commit. Or something like that.
So go win a state title.
Yes, sir.
Then worry about recruiting. Do you want to take your official visits in the fall? You want to take them in the spring? I mean, is there an idea in your mind that, hey, by the time my senior season starts, I want this over with? Or is it, whatever, I'll wait till next December?
Yeah, that's a possibility of having everything done and complete before my senior season, so I could just finish out like Court and DJ mm-hmm. have been doing and just focusing on the team.
What type of influence has Court Williams, obviously your teammate here in Ohio State commitment, what type of influence has he had on your recruitment, and how valuable is it for you to have a player on your team going to each of those two schools that are obviously very high on your list?
It's just kind of making a rivalry between them two, trying to get me to go to the school that they chose. And it also lets me know I have family there wherever
right.
I choose. And Court has been a pretty good recruiter
yeah.
along with Coach Heartline and them just telling me that if I go there, it'll be like home.
Well, look, man, this is obviously a beautiful home.
Yes, sir.
We really appreciate you taking some time for Letterman Road to visit with you out here at St. John Bosco High School. Beautiful Bellflower, California.
Yes,
I don't know how do you guys ever do any work?
It's
amazing.
Yeah.
But we'll let you get out of here. I know you got to wrap up your day. So, for Letterman Row, I am Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bo Collins joining us on Bermanology. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, folks.